The pasuk says when Moshe asks Hashem to appoint a new leader, and Hashem appoints Yoshua, Moshe asks for Hashem yitzei lifnehem v'asher yavo lifnehem v'asher yotzi'ein v'asher yivi'ein, who will go in front of them and come in front of them and bring them out and bring them in. There's an obvious redundancy. Yitzei lifnehem is the same as yotzi'ein, and yavo lifnehem is the same as yivi'ein. So what's the difference? There are many, many different opinions here. Rashi, for example, says the double lashon is one physical and one spiritual. But the Sridi Eish had a very nice observation. He says, this is about leadership. It's about two aspects of leadership. Yavo lifnehem, yetzei lifnehem means in front of them. The leader has to be in front of people. He has to know what's right, go before everyone else, stand up for what's right, and tell everyone else to follow him. So he has to know the truth, stand up for the truth, and hope that other people follow him. Then there's yotzi'eim and yivi'eim. That's lifnehem, separate from them. He has to stand up for the truth and be different from everyone else. But if the leader is just, you know, he's the last just man, he sits there and tells everyone the right thing to do and they can't relate to them, then he'll talk till he's blue in the face, but he won't lead anyone. It's also yotzi'eim and yivi'eim. He has to actually know how to bring them in and bring them out. He has to know how to relate to them, how to talk to them on their wavelength, how to understand where they're coming from and where they're holding and where they need to go. And says the Sridi Eish, Moshe asked Hashem, you need a leader with both aspects. If the leader is only a populist, knows where the people are holding, and knows where the people want to go, and knows how to talk to the people, he'll just lead them wherever they want to go, and he won't lead them to the truth. If the leader only knows the truth, he only knows that he's right, and maybe he is right, because maybe he is a big Talmid Chacham and knows better than everyone else, and a bigger philosopher, and whatever it may be. But he doesn't know how to bring that to the people, he's not leading anyone. A real leader has to both know how to deal with the people where they're at and talk to them on their level, but yet know that he has to be in front of them and bring them to someplace else. And he uses this, the Sridi Eish, also to explain a little bit of a seer in Rashi, if you're Madayik, that Moshe asked Hashem, Elokei HaRuchos, and Hashem says, Ish Asher Ruach Bo. What's the lashon of Ruach here? Ruach like spirit, people's spirit, souls. So Rashi says, Elokei HaRuchos means that Hashem has to appoint someone who is Sovel kol echve echve daita, who knows every single person's where personality is able to tolerate them. And then, meaning he can get along with every person, he can relate to every person. Then later, Asher Ruach Bo, says Hashem, Yochel halek keneged rucho shekol echve echad. Keneged, what's keneged? Keneged means against, says the Sridi Eish. He knows how to go against the spirit of every person. So what is it? Is it that he has to be accepting the spirit of every person or going against the spirit of every person? What's the leader supposed to do? Accept everyone or correct everyone? So says Sridi Eish, both. That's exactly the point. If the leader only knows how to tell everyone they're wrong, keneged, he's not a leader. If the leader only knows how to tell everyone they're right, he's also not a leader. The leader has to know how to appreciate and accept everyone for what they are and appreciate that. And working on that, tell them, but there's something more. There's another step. There's something better, and lead them in the right direction. And that's why he's also Madaik. It says Ruchos and Ruach. He has to know Elokei HaRuchos. He has to know everyone's spirit and be able to tolerate and fit in and accept everyone's spirit. He also has Isha Ruach, though. He has to have the one spirit of the truth in him. He can't just be someone who's like, you know, who says, oh, you know, it's all relative. You know, everyone's okay. Everyone has their own narrative. No, he has to accept everyone's narrative and see where they're coming from and appreciate that and value it. But he said Ruchos, you also have to Ruach. He has to know the truth that he's responsible to uphold and figure out how to bridge that gap and bring people from where, by authentically accepting where they're at, bring them from where they're at to where they could be, which is based on his knowledge of the truth and his Mesorah, and then he's a real leader. Shabbat Shalom.